I just want to comment as far as last week, in terms of the end of the Avdagamim interprets the mitzvah, putting the Mishnah of Yosef Glili and the Sifri together. I did a lot more work on it, and I decided not to talk about it, to go ahead, and anyone who wants, I could send you the discussion, okay? Just, you know, either send me an email or whatever it is, and I'll send you the discussion, okay? But I thought that, you know, we've got to move on, okay? Now, I just want to, what I want to do over here is play out, you know, a line or two, in the, a few lines in Ramban, and play it out the way he learns the Chumash also, which you might have, when you looked at the Ramban, did I speak about this Ramban last week? A little bit? No? In Chumash? No, I didn't talk about this. No, before I spoke to you about it, okay. So the Ramban says, V'chein omru, bebir chasamozoin, shuvadai minatayla. In other words, all the other issues in Shir Shalyoim, you can claim it depends on Makim Kolb, not Makim Kolb, the Shir Bepeh, not the Peh. You know, we went through all the issues, okay? But, or in Bechatel, you know, you can have these polemics about it. Ramban happens to count it in Minyan HaMitzvahs. Tefillah, he doesn't count Bechal, but in Birchas HaMozon, you know, as he says, let's man the poet. That's what he means. Vade min HaTeira. Okay? Now. And Halal Bahad. We don't know that's really min HaTeira or not. We don't know anything, right? What I want to point out to you is the Ramban Chumash Lefi Derech HaPshat is ready to say that it's not Minatera. It's only Minatera. It's just, you know, and when you don't stone me, it's not Kfira, it's Ramban Chumash. And you'll see the Pshita Shavuot, you see what he does, it's amazing what he does in Pshita Shavuot, but he says Lefi Kabbalah Sabbath, saying no, it's a mitzvah. That is, if you look at the Ramban Chumash, but perchance happened to see it, thus, that's what Ramban said. Okay, so I thought you'd find that amazing. Okay? So, if you, it's like this. The Omar, it's in Perches, in Dvorim Posig Yud, the Omar, V'yachalte v'savote v'rachto, ki tizko avodas Mitzrayim, the Inui Hamidbo, if you remember those events, okay? The Kashe Torchal, the Tizba Ba'oretz, if you eat in context of that, in other words, that's on your mind, the Kashe Torchal, the Tizba Ba'oretz HaTeva, in Eretz Yisrael Dafka Ba'oretz HaTeva, if, seeing in Eretz Yisrael, you remember what the Mitzrayim experience was. Just wanted to read the Ramban and telling you what he said. And you remember the trials and tribulations in Midbar, okay? When you eat, if you do it when you eat, and Bisaveya Betizba, in Eretz Yisrael, Tivorech Oleas Hashem. Remember, you come to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'Rabbeinu, in the Pshutus of Mikra, you don't have to say that. Oh, just Rabbi say. V'taymoy v'tavoreich es Hashem Elokecho v'chein osiso v'taymon v'yachalto v'savot v'irachto. Okay, it will happen. Okay, so it says sometimes the verb in the past is used as a command, okay? And he says, "V'chev yosisa maka legagecha." It's in the past, and it really means a tzibur. And v'chev yosisa pesach Hashem elokecha. It's in the past, and it really means a tzibur. And this also, that's the Kabbalah Sabbath Seder, okay? L'kach mish kol pri adomo v'rabim v'tam al oretz hateva k'mo la oretz hateva. Yitzave shetivorcheu b'chol eis shetizba al aseivu v'al oret shenoshen t'chileno l'chol olom v'tizba b'tuvo v'irechiu mitzvah zeis b'chol mokot.
And that lechera is in contrast that if it's the fichuta, because he said v'terchal v'sov be'eretz hateva. Okay, that's what he says. Correct. Now I want to show you what he does with the psukim. He does an amazing thing. Okay, if you look at the psukim, it goes like this. It goes like this. The pasuk goes like this. It's coming. Someone sitting in Eretz Yisrael can have two approaches to raise two in Eretz Yisrael, and the Torah is telling you what options are at your disposal and how they will play themselves out. So that's what it starts out. It says the first better option is if when it says Kol Mitzvah Shanochi Mitzavcho Hayom Tishmu Lasseis. This is the way we must live in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? What's going to happen? You got the Eretz Yisrael. Zochat is called derech Hashem Likho. Hashem Elokecho Zeh Aboim Shona Bamidbor. Leman Noischo Nasoischo Ladas Es Hashem Elokecho Es Hashem Mitzvoisa Vloy. Vayancho Vayavecho Vichucha Zamon Hashem Lo Yedato Vlo Yodu Rav Lasecho. Leman Hodiach Ki Lo Alecho Levad Yichi Odo Ki Al Kol Mosu Pi Hashem Lecho Mo. The Bodesh Mishon Yashkocho. That's your living with. Simlos cholov vosel me'alecho. Uragel cholov v'tzeichel. Ze aboim shono. V'yodatim l'vok kashe yasa ishez benoi. Ken Hashem elokecho. Miyasa eko. V'shomates mitzah Hashem elokecho. Lecha bedrochov. V'yiro iso. Ki Hashem elokecho. Meviyacho. And this is the way to have Eretz Yisrael. Ki Hashem elokecho meviyach al Eretz Toivo. Eretz Nachlimayim. Usa'on usahimois. Yoisa biko boho. Eretz chit usahiro. V'gefen. Usa'ino. V'rimon eret sheshem on the bosh. Eret ha-shalom miskele tzorcha bo'lechem lo'isech z'kol bo asha avoneh o'bauzel u'ma'areh o'tachsav l'choysh. This is a chumash that there might not be diamonds there, but any need that you have is there. That's the eret lo'isech z'kol bo. Your needs are there. V'yochalto v'sovoto u'verachto es ha-shem alokecho o'ot tovishin v'osan lo. Okay, that's the way we learn the tzukim. Then there's another option. You could be raised too, but you could be begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the next pasuk, right? And see, why is Bichas Hamboz in the middle? This doesn't make any sense. That's why it says a tzip shutai. It's not a mitzvah, okay? But that's only Kabbalah Sabbosim. Then it goes, Hisham Lecho, Pentishkach, Es Hashem Elokecho, Mevil Tishmo Mitzvah Yisem Mishmat, Avuchukuzam Hashem Elokecho Mitzvah Hayon, Pentoichol Mitzvah. Your approach to Ochel will be different. What's in Tzivim Tzivim Nev Yashofta? Ubechocha v'tzoncha yibiyun v'chesem v'zov yibarach v'cho asher l'cho yirbe v'rom l'rovecha v'shochachta as Hashem Elokecha ha-motziacha mei Mitzrayim u'veisavoy. That's why he puts this pasuk here even though it wasn't mentioned before, because you have to remember that. And they forgot that. Ha-molichacha v'amidbor ha-godol v'anoiro noch ha-sora v'yako v'tzimon asher imayim. And then, and what are you going to end up doing? What are you doing? It's a whole different approach to what's going on. That's the truth of Shomikra. Okay, that's what Rabban says. Then derech avoseinu, and the difference is, if it's the truth of Shomikra, the derech apshat, he doesn't say the derech apshat. L'chayit only in Eretz Yisrael, and that's the way you should react to Eretz Yisrael. And the fee, the Kabbalah of Hussainu, it's a mitzvah b'chomokh. Okay? And he says, v'adim in a teira, because we have to approach a teira, not l'fi pshutash o'mikra, or we don't decide whether it's a mitzvah without a pshutash o'mikra, we define it l'fi Kabbalah of Hussainu. And that's what he's saying over here, it's v'adim in a teira. The question is,
how does he know it? That that this is not going, that Chazal are not interpreting like this, okay? How does he know it? Okay. So, you see, here it says, here it says, right? Okay. So, wouldn't you expect then in Birchas Hamoed, all these things mentioned before, that the Mon and everything mentioned before should have been in Birchas Hamoed? That's where you should make our Arot HaTeva, okay? And Chazal didn't put it in Birchas Hamoed. There's no mention of Birchas Hamoed about the Mon and the Nisim in the Midbar and the Avodas Parach in Mitzrayim and the Aboim Shono Lamar Noischa Naschischa Ladas Eshavov Chimloi. It does not mention the whole thing. Okay. Then, if the Derech HaPshat is that the whole mitzvah of Birchas Hamoed, although Inyan of Birchas Hamoed, Inyan, I don't know if it's a mitzvah, Inyan of Birchas Hamoed, is only in Eretz Yisrael, why was Moshe Rabbeinu misaking Birchas Hazon in Midbar? So the Ramban says from all this that the Chazal seem to interpret the pasuk V'yachalta v'savota v'erachta completely independent. Okay. That this derech hapshat and the way Chazal interpret. But it's interesting, that's l'chol what he's doing. It's an amazing thing. And that's what we have to avadim in our tail, because we have to go according to Kabbalah Sambasenu. Correct? Okay, that's TV. You might not have noticed this. To say the vite. And now, it's an amazing thing. Now he does it also another amazing thing. Bircha Bruch Achas Me'ein Sholish. Okay? He says Bircha Samoz in Vadim Venatayim. What about Bruch Achas Me'ein Sholish? Okay. So, I want to tell you something. The Ramban is after Birchas Hamoed, not Bracha Achas Me'ein Sholish. Because it's Chiddush Ramban. And in Chiddush Ramban, I want to read it to you, you'll see that I'm right. But you know, you might not have seen it if you read the Chiddush Ramban. That Bracha Achas Me'ein Sholish is only the Reis according to Rameyah. And we don't pass, and I'm going to show you the Ramban learns we don't pass the Ramban. Okay? Those are the steps. The Chiddush Ramban and Brochis, Mem Testament Beis, Ramban Sova of Yochalta Zu Achila, Visovota Zu Shesia, Vachila Begzayas. You don't need Svea, correct? Kirish Ramban Ovid Lekro Train Mile, Achila U Shesia. Kiva dichsiv bekoach chita usoira dahaino achila uksiv be gefen vizeis shemen vizeis v'shemen v'shkachas lo shesia adrin and kulu b'chal brocha. Okay? The afagav the eretz hipsiko ini keramim v'keitu b'mochim ha'hu lefluge b'brocha l'brocha lo'ima d'loi domi b'brocha z'adodi. Avokulu chayov bebracha. Everything, even zayin minim. V'shaminim minor ledive Rabbi Meir the bracha achas mein sholish the alagef who had done the shivas aminim kulu dvar teirehei. LeRabbi Meir. Ubuchlau pikas hamozen hei. When it's v'chalta, that's a v'chalta, okay? V'nafkemina lemishin is stopping a beirich. Im lo shechoyz b'vorach, ma she'enkin b'shav b'vorachos shehei medrabonon keraminon li'el perik etz b'vorachon perik mokum shenogu perik mishemesoy b'chein v'perik b'madlikin b'chach oma ba'aloch z'delis u'birchas amozim b'chein birchas shiv z'aminim l'chiv v'derais eninu chayzer hu u'mavorach avo shav b'vorachos rabonon li'hod u'mavorach. Okay? So that's what he's learning. However, but if you learn like the Rabbanon, that your chalt is severe and you require severe mamish, so lechayir it's only birchas hamazon. And Ramban Chumash is clearly working. Shitzava shetevuchehu b'chol eis shetizba al haseva v'al orish nosanloch. That's what he's in Chumash. So he's going not like Rameyah. So lechayir birchas is only birchas hamazon is the raisa. And main shalosh is the rabbon. The rabban put the two things together. That's the scoop. Okay. Okay. Now, Ramban Chumash does something. How do you punctuate the pasukim? It's very difficult to punctuate. You bench God or whatever it is. Al oret atova. V'chal tevisavot v'rachto as Hashem alokecha. Al oret atova. The Ramban. Because of this, v'tama ala oretz hatova kemo vi ala oretz hatova. He seems to say there's a vav missing over here. Yitzave shetivocheu b'chol eis shetizba. And what should you al hasova vi ala oretz shenosanloch? Okay. Then he has an enigmatic phrase. So if you stop there, it's okay. The two things. So basically, there are two brachas. There's a bracha hazon, and there's a bracha alo etzatoy, right? Then he says, Shianchileno l'cho liolomim v'tizba mituvo. I'm not getting involved in that, but that's the phrase at the moment. I worked on it. Now maybe we'll get to it. We'll see. Okay? That's what he says. Okay? Question is not what he says. What do you gain by this? What do you have? Shenchileno chol olomim v'tizba mituva. Okay? So I think the Ramban was bothered that even if you add the Baba Machalik over here, it don't make no sense. Because why should you make a brocha on the Oret HaTeva? Unless there's something in the Oret HaTeva, something to do with Yitzvir. Or something to do with tuva, so that's what he says. Shianchlenu l'chol olomim v'tizba mituva, and that also is something about tzvir or something. So meila, there's some shyness, whatever that means. And that's what the eretz is given for. Is the eretz is given to lisbor mituva. Okay? And that the emes is the nusach in the Broch Achas Mein Sholish. Because you look at the Gemara Brochas Mem Dalet, Omer Aleph, Omer Abayi L'Ravdimi, Mai Nihu Broch Achas Mein Sholish, Omer Lei Aperi, the Allah Eitz, the Allah Eitz, the apri aperi the eight alo eight apurate la tuvas sodok the al eretz chem the tovo chovo shein chalta la vseinu lecho mi pilya vespo mi tuvo otot the in chalta la vseinu otot the in chalta means loylomim was lecho mi pilya vespo mi tuvo. That's what it's given for. So in Mela, it has to do with Birchas HaMozen also. Hidor on the Oichel has to be Ador also on the Oretz. And that's what he's learning the Kesh is. Now, I don't know if I should get involved in this, but it's a strange thing
Because Pashis is that we asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is Shin Chileno? We're asking God for something? We don't find the Birchas HaMozen. Anything. And Tuva, we only find a Baruch Achmei Sholos. Lisboa Mituva. So, and basically, all the bakoshes on the osid, that have anything to do, the lechera are in the Ramban. Even there's another Ramban, the Ramban in Shabbos. It's the kasha who einus neinu panaseinu b'chavaleinu v'avichera v'avachlonu. It's the kasha. What does it do with Bnei Yerushalayim? Okay. Did you ever ask yourself that question? Do you know what he answers? You know, with something like the Rabban, your mama should throw him out, you get thrown out of the base measures. The Rabban, Shabbos, took you give him a base. Shalom, yeh, dibucha, shalom, Shabbos, ki dibucha, shalom. Tony, also, lo'odo, l'tvoy, tzorcha, v'shabbos, of zira, shal, rabchi, ba'aba, ma'u, meima, re'enu, zuneinu, panaseinu, re'enu, panaseinu, omele, tofa, brocha, kaki, Mikan ani oimer, shemin hogom lo hoye li oimuam, lo oimuay, el loimer, birchas nechomo, kmo sha'on oimer. They didn't say it. They normally, the minig wasn't say it. Shim hoye minig lo oimuay, lo ye shoyel, ma'o le meima, hochi. Hochi, el lo hoye lo le hachis, ma'o ye oimim, ze enu panaseno. What's the quiet way to say it? And we say it. When we call mokoim, אם רוצה אוי מכן, תטפס ברוך וככו בכל, ואין צורך לשנויס. If he happens to say in the week, he can say in the Shabbos also. לא זה משנה. אבל יש לו צורך הוא מעט מעוסה, but to make up your own thing, you can't do. ואני תומע. This is what I'm interested. Until this point is interesting. I'm not getting involved what the nusach was and what they now. ואני תומע. בין בכל, Vein b'Shabbos re'enu panaseinu b'bonei Yerushalayim, my boy. Okay, a question which every tinu shabbos rabbon should ask. But the problem is, you're taught in tinu shabbos rabbon not to ask, just to repeat it bal peh, and they were very successful. Did you ever ask this question? Now, isn't it such a poshut the question that anyone who actually benched and thought about God would ask? B'shema. It really was part of Birchas Hazon as Olam. Kmo she'onu oimim bo, lo yichosalnu v'al yechsalnu. So the mokayim for Bakosh's mozayim basically is the Birchas Hazon. For some reason, if you can give a hidah, you can also ask God for the future. Okay, good. I say that. But, you know, the discussion about bakoshes in Noidelacha and Birchas Haaretz, the Ramban, you know, that's not the issue. It's, you know, it's in the wrong place in the third bracha. It should be the first bracha, correct? So the chera, what the Ramban is only trying to do, is not to say you have to have this bakosha, but it's saying that's the time for the sinus oritz, the anchleno, that's a nachlo, this boy amimeno. So maybe that's why a shaykh is the birchas hamozen. And there's no need for chlal to have a bakosha there. And therefore, birchas oritz is kosher to birchas hamozen. Otherwise, it wasn't a dope. Did you ever ask your question? The Emes of the Gemara asked the question, but did you ever ask yourself the question? What does it mean, ala oretz v'ala mozay? Because the Gemara asked the kashdach, ein choysen v'shnayim. B'chlau, what does mozay have to do with the second bracha? So it's a Gemara in brachis. Mem Testament Aleph. Esrei Levi Lerebi. al oretz v'al hamozayin. How has the chosim ain't chosim b'shnayim? Eretz demafke mozayin or al oretz shemoytzi. There's another gears in Rishayim v'av de mozayin. But the same type of thing, okay? So it means that the Eretz, that this Eretz gives out Mosin, that Eretz Yisrael is an Eretz that gives out Mosin, and that's why we have to talk about and thank God for it in Birchas HaMosin. Chedusha Rashba, Brachos Mem Tesman Aleph, V'tayma Nami Ika, the Kulu Nanin, B'Nachlas, the kula nanin benachas haoretz usvei mituva. Listen, this is a Rashba on the Gemara. Eretz demafke mozin. Eretz demafke mozin. V'tayim anami ika the kula nanin benachas haoretz usvei mituva umipeiro yisero. That's what it means. Alo oretz v'ala mozoin eretz demafke mozoin v'hilkoch oime shinchalto es Yisrael v'hu moide bo v'bnei she'akol ne'enin bo. And that's what he's saying, although that's the pshat in the bracha, and that's the Ramban meant in Chumash. Okay, b'seder? The emes is you find in the Geinim in Rav Amram Goyin of Sadi Goyin, I'm going to read to you, okay? In Rav Amram Goyin of Sadi Goyin, in Neidelcha. First Rav Amram Goyin, and Rav Sadi, then Rav Sadi Goyin. Two Rav Amram Goyin, two places. He has it in Birchas, in Hilchosuda, and in Birchas Amos Lovel. It's very strange, look changes between the two. And he has it in, and then I have Rav Sadi Goyin, in Hilchos Ovel. Hilchos Suda, Noidel Chashem Elokeinu, Al Eretz Chemda Tovu Chovo, Sheitzisa, Vinchalta Es Avuseinu, V'al Brischo Shesamti Bitzareinu, V'al Teiro Shenosatolonu, V'al Chaim V'chesed V'chein U'mozoim, Sha'ato Melavo Isonu V'chol Eis. So we're thanking for the Mozin. What does that mean, Malavo Yisrael? Because it's Eretz. That's the bracha from Eretz Shemafke Mozin. Okay. Of Am going to Birchas Hamozin Lovel Al Artzenu Noidelcho Hashem Elokeinu Shinchaltes Avoseinu Eretz Chemeto Vechovo Bris V'Teira Chaim U'Mozin. We all show it is on me Eretz Mitzrayim. So it's very strange. What I think the pshat is he mentions the Mozoin before he talks about Shoytein Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Because everything, those who Hashem HaKadosh Chalta V'Seyla V'Seyla Eretz Chem V'Tov V'Chovo, that has to do with Bris and Teira and Mozoin. And that's all it's about Mozoin. Rav Sadi Goyin, Noilucho Hashem Elokeinu, Shinchalto Eretz Chemeto V'Chovo, Bris V'Teira Chaim U'Mozin. And that is also Matim to our Nusach, which is basically the Nusach of the Marz Vitri, which is Achilles Mozon Shuat Zon, Mufani Zon, Tumachol Yom Chayt. That basically is the Marz Vitri. The same type of thing. Now, in Bris and Teira, is certainly kosher. Nachos Oretz, and I'll just read to you a Piskei Riaz in Perek Zayin in Brachos, V'chol Shalorim Ha'eretz Chem L'Tov V'chova, Bris B'Teira, Bichas Ha'os L'Retzei Chavosre. She'al Yidei Bris Milo, U'schus Ha'Teira, Nitna Ha'oretz L'Yisrael. So I think Moses also the same thing. The only problem I have is if you're going to take the impression, they take the stand that Birchus HaMozen the Reise, Bruch Main Sholish is the Rav Darbonon. And the whole reason that we say the Birchus HaOretz is the Rabban Tzitzilu, the Vok missing the Torah, Al Oretz Ve'al HaMozen, that we, Arvach Tashem Elokecha, we Al Oretz Ve'al HaMozen, and the only reason why you make the Bruch on Mozen, our Oretz, is because the Oretz is kosher the Mozen, as the Gemara says, the Oretz is the Mafka Mozen. Okay? So why was it picked out in Bracha Achas Mein Sholish to say Lecho Mipiria Vizboya Mituba, and in Birchas HaMozen it doesn't say it from a foolish? And that Lechur is the Rabban saying Chumash, Otot Sepshat. That's in Shinchal Tal Avosenu. Shian Chileno Ba'oretz Lecho Mipiria Lecho Mituba. It's a little strange. It has nothing to do with us. But those are the two things in the Birchas HaMozen. There's our Oretz. There's the Brocha Beirachta Hashem Elokecha. That's our Mozen itself. And the our Oretz, the our Oretz in Osambo. Now, I just want to ask you a question. Plain Ivritaych. What is Birchas HaMozen? We're thanking God or we're blessing God? Okay? Now, I know this is an old question about what Teicher Broch is, and I can manage go through the whole thing, and I'm not getting it. It didn't start with Nefesh HaChaim, it didn't believe it, it didn't start with. There's a lot on this, okay? But I just want to tell you one thing. L'chir in Ramban, it's muchach with thanking God. Because you remember that I pointed out in the text of the Ramban, in all the things mentioned here, the Ramban is saying after tefillah, those things, because he's bringing up Ashtikul Teri, he's talking about Halel, and the Bahag says, basically, you know, he asked the Tasha, because the Ramban says, if Halel is the Reisler, how do we say Halel to Dovra Melch Sakan Lusa? So he says, any time that the midst of Shevach Kodesh Baruch Hu, we can say a nusach, the Torah nusach didn't, it wasn't a fixed nusach. V'araya birchas hamazon. And then it's Shia Leviim, and he goes on and on. So, the vayt t'chayt, or the chetzah from birchas hamazon, is Shem Tov Kodesh Baruch Hu. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. And that's what he says. You look in the text over here. V'chein omu b'birchas hamazon. What page is it here? What? It's called Salam or something. What? What page is it? Okay, what? Lama Beis? Okay. B'chein omu b'chas hamozon, shubade minateira, I'm skipping. What's v'chein kol? That this is also included in this. Or that the chesed of Birchas HaMozen is shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'keil Yisrael. V'lo miyisma, harav v'halil, zeh v'yisrael v'sholdov, yoysen mitushbochais kulot. Or that Birchas HaMozen is tushbochais. That's the chesed of Birchas HaMozen the Reise. So the Chayil is saying the word bracha then is not to mivach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's Baruch that he is the makor of brachas. And I want to say it's the Ramban the Taimei, because Ramban says Birchas HaTeira is the Reise, okay? Birchas HaTeira is the Reise. What's Birchas HaTeira? To bless God on Teira? Or to mitzvah to God for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. that you expect, because he basically is saying that. This is v'chein kol ma shanachnu mishapchim boy l'kel yisala. What are we talking about? What are those you know, mysterious things? So the Ramban in mitzvahs asay sheshochach harav mitzvah tesvav shenitzavinu lehodos lishmo yisale. This is the end of the mitzvah asay. The mitzvah asay shochach harav lishale b'chol eish shenikra b'teira ala teva gedela she'osa lanu b'sitei teiraso eleinu vodionu ha'ma'asim o'etzirin lefonu she'behen nincho chayei ho'oilom habo v'kashe savino v'brocha achra kol achilo kena savino b'zu. And then he goes on and that's equates that Tagoda by Pesach, Mikol Bikum, it's all that even though you say a Shevach together with the mitzvah, the same way there's a Shevach by Mikol Bikurim, and it's a separate mitzvah, the Mikol Bikurim and Avos Bikurim, there's a Shevach that you say with Achilus of Pesach, which is CPC Yisrael, and also the CPC Yisrael is a separate mitzvah. Similarly, the Birchas HaTeira is a Shevach, which you say when you're Mekayin the Mitzvah Talmud Teira, and it's not part of Mitzvah Talmud Teira, it's a separate mitzvah. But the mitzvah is, the Brocha is the Shevach. Like this. Now,
Shevach and Hodor are synonymous. Because in the Shevach and Hodor are the same thing.
I don't. I'll tell you the truth. The Ramban. In Rambam, I understand what you're saying, okay? But if in Ramban, I'm not sure the distinction is 100% correct, because he's talking about Shabbos Shapchin and he's talking about Hallel on the same case, right? Okay. Just want to show you a small Ha'olah. This is a little confused. It's Ha'olah. I think. If I'm wrong, this one's. Yeah. Listen to the Rambam's Nusach of the second Bracha. Nodlucho Hashem Elokeinu, Unvarecho Malkeinu, Ki Hinchaltonu Es Avoseinu, Eretz Chemdo, Tovu Chovo, Bris V'Teira. Doesn't throw in Moser. Al Shoyt Yisonim Eretz Mitzrayim, Ufi Yisonim Beis Avodim, Ve'al Tarot Chosholim Atonu, Al Chukei Yitzrin Chosheh Hudatonu, Al Kulom Hashem Elokeinu, Onu Modim Loch, Mvoch Mois Esh Shimcho, Komo, Ve'chalk Mitzvot Avach Hashem Elokecho, Al Oretz Atov V'Hashem Nosan Loch, Ve'uch Atov Hashem, Al Oretz Ve'al Moser. And L'cheira, it's an amazing. L'cheira, how can you have a chsima of a Oretz Tamach K'mozay if there's no mention of Moser at all? Okay, it becomes very, unless the Rambam learns that once you quote the Pasuk, V'yochalta v'savota v'rachta, and somehow, U'v'rachta Hashem Elokecha, U'v'rachta Hashem Elokecha, U'v'rachta Hashem Elokecha, is it's the Moser which comes from Eretz Yisrael, or does it come from Eretz Yisrael?
I don't know if
the main chsima
there, I mean, you don't know.
That is main chsima. Because the chsima, that's where he finishes, and he says, U'v'rachta Hashem Elokecha, Moser. No, you see, V'chalta v'savota v'rachta. I'm just telling you. You know, as I said, I showed you of Sadi Goyim, and I showed you of Amun Goyim in both places, and I showed you in the Magz Levitri. Everyone mentions Moser. Okay? And, but the Ram doesn't. Okay? Interesting? The Ram also, Derech Agav, doesn't have any Bakoshes in Birchas Hazon.
Let me read to you Birchas Hazon. Hazon is not what Ramban learns, not what we do, but Yarich Salano. Hazon is all called with the betray, the chesed of Rachamim, the two by Hagoda, like Hosalano, or sorry, not Ramban. Okay, now. So that's what comes out, and it's mistaba like that. Because the Ramban quotes Taki in the Sefer Mitzvah over there. The Gemara has a kavuchim, a back and forth, between Birchas HaMozen and Birchas HaTeira. And if the chetz of the mitzvah would be chol bet misay dinoi, then birchas hateva would be shevach and vidor, and birchas hamozen would be mevor hakodesh baruch hu. You know what we're talking about, okay? And the emesis is. Mistam does state in the Gemara in the beginning of Tchilas Kates of Mavoch. The question: how you go? The Gemara starts like this: Kates of Mavoch, like this. Kates of Mavoch, and our peiros. Hoi ilon, hoi me boitro eitz. Gemara menani mili. The Tana Rabbanon Kodesh ilulim Lashem. Melame shetunin brocha lifneim lachrim. What's ilulim? Or to state Gemara, or to the Chetzer from Bracha, is human. Okay, let's see. Now, I'm not going to get involved in this, okay? I have here the Chayetz chapter is Kohanim, and that's the Abu Dram, Baruch Enoloshim Po'u, El Kmo Rachum Bachanun, Shu'atum Vakar Bracha, okay? Nefesh HaChaim doesn't go like this, Bachal. Okay. He calls, and he says, L'cheira, the book of the Gemara Batsias, the Amrina Beracha, Yotze Hekta, she ain't so book, or poor Hashat, below he hates, below, book, Steve, the Chalkin, the Shavuot of Rachta, the Shavuot of Kech, he learned the Tula Bracha, means you have to be Mavol, you have to bless. Okay, I'm not getting involved in this. There's issues back and forth about this. The question of what the Gemara goes to the end. It arrives in the Dvar. It could be in the Rambam. It might be the Pshad is you have to say, Yibavol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You look at the Lashon Rambam. I'm not getting involved in this. The problem only with this is, okay, and I can be right back. I want to get involved with this. It's a very interesting thing. It's Sefer HaMitzvahs. Okay. Look in Mitzvah Yotes. You open up, okay. Yeah, but give me this one also. Just give me this. You can take yours, okay? What did he say? What's the mitzvah? What's the mitzvah you said? Mitzvah say. And he goes like that, and that's where you look in Hilchos Brachos. It's the beginning. It's the Baruch Es Hashem Kod. It's something like Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu or something like that. And that's the way it goes to begin Hilchos Brachos. And that's the way it goes to Minyan HaKotzer. Okay? So it's Mamish Gval. We're going to have to write in the Kal V'Chaim. It's Mamish. I can go for the Ram and clinch it. Okay? But then I saw this week and I went nuts. Because I see that Kapach translates in Mitzvah Yotes V'Mitzvah. So I spoke to Professor Lang, and I had a discussion back and forth. And what he told me that this is a proper translation. Kapach, he doesn't understand how everyone else translates the way they translate it. That's a translation. Okay. But then, back and forth, said, my God, you know what's going on here. So he told me that basically there's no word in Arabic to say a bracha, you're blessing something. Okay? And he told me that Rav Sadi invented it in Arabic words when he in his writings, but it's not clear that you know. So I'm not sure how bad this is, okay? But it's just the idea, okay? No one, see, the Talmud, no one asked the Kasha, no one's going to, no, I'm the Talmud, that's what I'm saying. So it's not right, okay? So that's the Kasha, and that's what I think, okay? And you see, what really bothers me is the Minyan HaKotzer always goes together with the Sefer HaMitzvot. Ki'ilu, that it was used in the same order, and it was used Ki'ilu as a, like, you know, you use notes, and you translate, and you translate, and this goes different. So in the Minyan HaKotzer, it's Mufuish, looks in the bottom, you test. What's the Minyan HaKotzer? The Vorich. What does it say? See, in fact, I'm just wondering, maybe I'm not. In Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Rambam's Hilchos Brachos, he has Birchas Hanenin, Birchas Hamitzvot, and then he has a third type of brachas. For brachas rabbis, tiknu chachomim derech shevach v'idoya v'derech bakosha k'levitzkes aburi tomim. So, isn't that what a brachas is all about, according to the other Rishonim? I'm just, you know, if you learn that the word bracha means you're blessing God, and, but there's another type of you're blessing God, and also the idoya in it, so it makes a little bit more sense. Okay, to say that. Now, there is, I want to tell you, you can go through the Sefer Chinuch, you can go through a bit of a chai on this. There's a lot more work on this, okay? But I'm not getting involved in this because I want to go on, okay? Now, next. No nusach. You say that? So that's That's the final point over here. Okay? That's where it all comes to the head. All this came to that point that L'cheir, he's basing an argument, and it's not clear that the Rambam would accept the premise of the argument. You see, he doesn't get me. I'll tell you something. That's true and it's not true. Okay? You have the Rambam in front of you? Here. Open up Hilchos Tefillah. And first of all, if you recall, I want to show you here. How does the Ramban quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah? How does he quote it? He doesn't talk with the Shavuot though, right? And the Rambam, how does the Rambam say it? Halacha Beis, Halacha Gimel, Perek Aleph, what did he say? And then the mitzvah says she mispal. It's double talk. It says mispal or mischan la kodesh bo. Continue. No. Yeah. And then what else? Yeah. Umischanin. What was it? Oh no. Shal talk about what else? Umitchina what?
Umitchina
what? So double talk. So the embassy is, that's in the Hilchos Tefillah. That's the embassy is that there's no thing. And the Ramban only quotes the beginning of it, not the end, correct? So I told you the Pshat. The Pshat is, or the mitzvah is the Bakoshis and the Tchinas Bakoshis Bor. But you have to have a Tzuris HaMitzvah like in Eved. You have to come before Sheva. And then you mischanin, then he comes with the tzuzin, and then you moide. Oh, but the chetz of the mitzvah from tefillah, that's not the sheva from the hidor. The sheva from the hidor is the tzuas ha'evet that I do when I do this ma'isah of mischanin, of mesheva. Okay, the sefer? So I don't know if you need a musa, why you have to have a sheva from the hidor. I don't know. Once you say that shtickle, I don't know if the kasha. But say that. It's there. Okay, good. But say it next. But then it's mamish kibaldik. That, you know, that all the kashas that he's asking, not that I don't know if it's such a kasha. You understand what I'm saying? But the kasha, not kasha. Okay. According to the Rambam. Now, then, I just want to tell you something. I started reading it before. And I just know how to read it. Now, do me a favor. Let's go on. V'chein. Let's go on to the next sentence. The sentence by sentence. Maybe you help me. Maybe I'm just a little bit. V'chein omu v'chas amod shubad em rasera. Moishe tikein v'chas azon. Yeshua tikein v'chas ha'oretz. Shloi moi tikein bonei yushaloi. Okay? I don't know why it's mentioned dog, but I'm not getting involved in that. Okay? Let's say that. Bukulan ein mazeya seira, avul nitzavino menateira, shenevoch achachila seira, kol echot, okay? What kol echot kifi da'ato? What kifi da'ato mean? What?
It's no nusach.
The what?
It's no nusach.
You can see that. What do you see that though? As he whimsically wants to do.
As long as you have the general shevach.
Okay, so I decided to see how the Ramban used the word see that though and call it so cooler, and then move on. Okay. So use I'll tell you what places that he might mention this see that though, and then we'll decide if we can have an idea of what he says. By Lot, by Benoit Lot, he says, in Otsia Lono Eshen, he says, Shalohoi in Yahazima Benoshim Ruch Beino, Lohoi Oitse the Benoit of Homos, Godo Kfi Da'atoi. The way he looks at it, Kfi Da'ato is his peculiar take on things. He didn't look at giving his daughters out as a Homos Godo, Kfi Da'ato. It's an individual look. Okay? Correct? Next. Do
Chiddush Ramban Gittin. You give him a base. If it's a kashelay, the cotton limely my mishlosh and the whole discussion. And he metallic the Maya Mishloshim, Avishal Kiba Lov, Nifka, Kona Olo, Bukhule. And he says, and the Ika de Kasha, and the Ika de Kasha, Gurail Vov, Kfidatoi, Imasha Nino Lovo, but Vovasa, that's the way his take on things. He has a Raya, Kfidatoi. And that's why he has the Kasha. Okay? That's a Kfidatoi. Kfidato is an individual, doesn't mean it's the proper take, it's an individual take, okay? It's the way he looks at things, the way Lot looked at things, the way the Makshin looked at things, correct? The Ramban Shmuel, Chav Ches Mevei, Vim Tema, Tzachi Ezo, Yediya, Yeshloi, Vishniya, Shu Isa, the Ocha Atnai, Shaloi, Vishayim, Vukulei, Yesh leforish my zodring atzmo daitoi shuhu sovo shuhu shizu shel leformiv, I guess, he isa v'isa shokhalti tonight v'al da'at tonight okhalti oisa the maze is b'chet v'otze. Bahari muteres hilo kifi dato v'shavi idiyoso. He's making a mistake, but this is his personal take on things, kifi dato. That's the way he's using the words. Okay? And also, besides over here, he uses it in Sefer Mitzvah Sherish Beis. In Sherish Beis, v'af alpi shemotza rav v'gmoro shomu chesibis edim v'akosim shedemo sonas v'chesim yiknu. Because Basay Bakosim were Aidim Don Bazeshu the Rabbonon, the Shah called the Vay Nabua. Shu Gaza Behen, Shehem Drabonon, Im Asiu Azesha Motta the Borov, Kufi Da'ata. The Rambam's take on things. Okay? So it means with the Raisa, or that the Mitzvah's Bichas Amozain, is everyone has to have his own take on how he thanks God about the Mazon. L'chayr k'fi da'ata. Kolech k'fi da'ata. And that l'chayr does make that. That's why it's called Min Yom in Raya. And that's what he's quoting him for. Ki inyan birkat bin Yom in Raya. Shom avir chachmon mori da'ay pita. Because of that, with his intellectual capabilities and what's all, that's what it was. That's kafi da'ato. Okay? You don't have to go with the lawyers, to go with everyone with their, what they have, what's up there, that's what they have to do. Ubo hanivim vitiknu lono nusach mitzukan alosh and mitzach hamalitza. That's what they did. We don't like kafi da'ato. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu started that. So I saw. I just want to tell you something. Where did Ramban get this from? Okay. See, so you say he saw this in Binyamin and Aya. Okay. I think the fact that Taylor has the Lashon, Lashon Yochid, that each person is looked as an individual. When you eat, and you, the Ochalta, the Sovata, and your sphere, and the sphere depends upon you, not a Ruvechta, and it's according to Fidata. That's what he's learning, and that's what he's saying. See, even though Dr. Mitzvah is a Kfidata,
the whole parsha is up there.
What? No, but the whole parsha, that's not a problem. But the problem is you have to realize, that's where we started off. According to Ramban, this whole, it's like, see, the Ramban, if you remember, we said that there have shot that this Birchas HaMozen is part of the whole parasha. And really, it's only an Eretz Yisrael, not in this. But the Ramban does is Ki'ilu, the Torah planted, it's the Kabbalah Sabbath, saying, this has nothing b'chol to do with the parasha, correct?
parsha when you're touching up the Kabbalah of Hussein. And Lachayim, what he's saying is, I think he's saying to himself, I would have interpreted it like that, but I have to see from the Rabbi Seno that's correct. And the fact that the Gemara quotes Minyom and Raya, and you see that according to Ramban, that from the purpose of Tfidata, the B'dieva might be in something else. I'll prove this to you next week. That's what he quotes Minyom and Raya, that this interpretation of the Tfiyat Kabbalah that he's learning in the Pasuk, Lachayim, is correct. Beseder?